Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2248. Are you a mutant? Embrace it. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs online. So, with that, let's keep this intro really short and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Are you a mutant? Embrace it. By Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Mutation. It is the key to our evolution. It has enabled us to evolve from a single-celled organism into the dominant species on the planet. This process is slow and normally taking thousands and thousands of years. But every few hundred millennia, evolution leaps forward. For your entire life, you've been told to hide your differences. You've been told to fit in and be like everybody else. After all, the kids that fit in don't get picked on. The kids that fit in don't cause trouble. The kids that fit in go on to become fine, upstanding citizens. What if I told you that it's okay to be different? That there's a group of people who are waiting for you to embrace your differences? That those who make fun of you for being different are the very people who will need your help? My dear nerd fitness rebel, there is a war coming. Are you sure you're on the right side? You're a mutant. Embrace it. Let's be honest, you're a mutant. Yeah, you might not have blue skin, adamantium running through your body, yeah, not a power, but bear with me, or the ability to change shapes at will, but you are still vastly different than everybody around you. You're the one person in your office who wants to get in shape and eat better. You're the one person in your family who believes you deserve a better life. It's tough, I know. After all, being different makes you an easy target. You'll hear it from everybody. Why do you have to be so weird? Or, come on, join us. After hearing this day in, day out for so many years, you might even start to believe them. You might start to wonder if it would be easier to just conform and go with the flow. And then you take a closer look at these individuals. They might be overweight, be out of shape, have a litany of health problems, be up to their eyeballs in consumer debt, be living a life that leaves them unfulfilled, or are just generally unhappy. Screw that. Yeah, you are different from those people. Be thankful. Identify your differences. Are you the person with superhuman strength? Are you the individual who has iron willpower and can say yes or no to anything? Maybe you can transform at a moment's notice for any skill required. Maybe you run more marathons than should be humanly possible. What makes you different? If you're not different yet, how do you want to be different? What skill do you possess that makes you stand out from the crowd? Me, personally, I have a unique ability to synthesize boring, intimidating information in the nerdiest, most accessible way possible. I don't quite fit into most nerd circles. Yeah, I've read all of the Harry Potter books multiple times. I've built my own computer. I've devoted years of my life to EverQuest and EverQuest 2, and the first thing I bought after coming back from my 14-month trip was a PlayStation. I enjoy being a nerd, but that's not all I am. I also love exercising, but I don't quite fit into that conventional demographic either. I get weird looks every time I set foot in a normal gym. I wear funky shoes on my feet. My ripped t-shirt and shorts I bought a decade ago aren't going to win any fashion awards. While everybody around me is running on a treadmill like a hamster or doing their 47th bicep curl exercise, I'm hanging plates off a weight belt to do weighted chin-ups. I'm also usually foaming at the mouth and jumping around with my eyes closed in between heavy deadlift sets. And don't even get me started on how I don't fit most entrepreneur and business molds either. I'm sure I do most things counter to how you should run a business, and I don't care. Heck, I rarely put pants on these days. Too much info? Sorry. I don't quite fit in anywhere, and I love it. They'll shun you till they need you. As it has been said in the X-Men movies, quote, "Mankind has always feared what it doesn't understand," end quote. Nightcrawler, who said that quote, my personal favorite X-Man, sums up my thoughts about our less evolved neighbors. Quote, "You know, outside the circus, most people were afraid of me. But I didn't hate them. I pitied them. Do you know why? Because most people will never know anything beyond what they see with their own two eyes." End quote. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be tough to be different. You'll get made fun of when you say no to birthday cake at the office today. Your friends will goad you into skipping your next workout to play video games. You'll get funny looks the next time you're in the gym doing your workout. Your family will ask you to be normal when you tell them how you're eating. These are people who are afraid of being left behind or afraid of what they don't know. Unfortunately, there isn't much you can do for them yet. Trying to force them to adapt to your point of view is a recipe for disaster, because they are not ready. Instead, wear their snide comments and insults like a badge of honor. You're the one who is mutating and evolving. You cannot force motivation on others. You can only inspire with your actions. Days, months, or years from now, when you are operating at a higher level of existence and health, the questions will start to show up. Hey, so what was that site you told me about 3 years ago? Or, hey, I'm thinking of getting in shape. What do you think of this workout plan? Or, can you help me with this? This is not the time to gloat, but rather the time to help and support. Remember, it took time before the switch flipped in your head. Everybody operates on their own timetable, so when it's their turn to change, they'll let you know. Focus on evolving yourself. Your friends, families, and loved ones will come around eventually. Until then, understand you are not alone. Every day, the evil forces of obesity, laziness, and apathy grow. Fortunately, every day its resistance grows even stronger. I'm talking about a group of people who work hard to embrace their differences and help out their fellow mutants. No, not the Xavier Institute for Higher Learning, but that would be sweet if it actually existed. I'm talking about the Nerd Fitness Rebellion. We understand that being different is the only way that we will progress as a species. We understand that being different will provide us with unique perspectives that could lead us to breakthrough revelations and new solutions. So bring your differences, bring your unique perspective, but check your biases and reservations at the door. We're all learning from each other every day, and we're all feeding off the successes of each other. There's a war coming. Professor Charles Xavier said it best, quote, "When an individual acquires great power, the use or misuse of that power is everything. Will it be used for the greater good, or will it be used for personal or destructive ends? Now, this is a question we must all ask ourselves. Why? Because we are mutants." You just listened to the post titled, "Are You a Mutant? Embrace It," by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I've always been a late adapter when it comes to most things. I'm the one with the 10-year-old cell phone, the laptop with Windows 8 still on it, and I'm slow to adapt to a new fitness regimen too. Part of this is because I've always been overly cautious, but also in my line of work, I have to be careful about buying into new quote-unquote fads. Sometimes it's a fad, sometimes it's a real thing. I always talk about how important it is to look at published studies so we can make informed decisions and make sure we don't put ourselves in harm's way. Unfortunately, it takes time for studies to be conducted and eventually published. So the best advice I can give all of those that identify with today's author, Steve, and are maybe ahead of the science, when trying a new exercise or a new diet, ask yourself, is this more likely to help me or harm me? Then proceed accordingly. And of course, if you're not sure, you can always talk to a healthcare professional. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here every day. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.